The reason why I called this episode is because of something amazing that I just discovered. And I well, first of all, let me just mention, so now I'm co-hosting Mornings with Angie Taylor on the new rock station, Rock 95.5. And a lot of people were like, the podcast is done forever. I'm like, no, the podcast will never be done ever. And Roker, me, Bass, and then even Sam and Ryan, nothing will ever stop us from doing podcasts. So that's good. The slop,
except your busy schedule.
The slop show will go on. And
the starting slop right show, now. The slop show is a way of life. It's not exactly a podcast. This is how
I look at it. A gentleman named Ken Smith said the podcast will not have wrestling or comedy for that matter.
Just pure gluttony.
So anyways, fellas, the reason why we're doing this episode today is because I discovered something.
Oh, congratulations, by the way, Abe.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, dude.
I know that didn't sound sincere, but I do mean it. I've given you sincere congratulations a week ago, so.
See, look at people are excited, Roker. Vito, thank you, podcast gods. See, this had to happen, this podcast. So thank you, Roker. That's very nice of you. Bass, very nice of you, too.
The station. Where are you, Vito? Are you in the waiting room at the doctor's office? where are you? Smoking a cigar on the riverfront? Where are you, Vito?
That's Vito, a listener of this podcast, who was just chiming in. The show's called the Slob Show, and we must talk about something that I just discovered. Have you guys ever tried grocery store mashed potatoes?
Like in the package or
made at the grocery store? Are you talking about like Bob Evans?
Bob Evans.
Jerry O'Donnell does.
Well, the package mashed potatoes is like, it's been around for like 50 years where you just add hot water and that's it.
No,
he's not talking about boxed mashed potatoes. He's talking about they're like pre-cooked, like the Bob Evans. Have you seen the Bob Evans commercial base?
Yeah.
Where it's like, isn't it like Alfonso Ribeiro and Jerry O'Connell doing commercials for it?
I've never seen a commercial for it. Look at, here's Angie chiming in right now. She said Abe loves white sauce, which is Angie. That's correct. Gentlemen, Angie doesn't know as well as you. Isn't it true that I love all white sauces?
Oh God, yes! You actually almost died on a white sauce.
I had heard
the Alfredo pizza. Really quick, not to get off topic, but I ordered an Alfredo sausage pizza from Giordano's, right? And it just looked like a pool of white sauce. And I took a deep dish full of Alfredo sauce, but it was wet, right? So I took a slice and it went, and it went in my throat, and I couldn't get it out of my throat. And I thought I was going to die with the piece of pizza hanging out of my mouth, like my mom walking in and discovering it.
That is God punishing you for getting an Alfredo pizza, deep dish pizza from Giordano's.
I got to tell you, though, it sounds delicious.
No, it doesn't sound delicious.
When you describe the Alfredo part of it and all that cheese, except for the wet part,
Alfredo sauce is delicious.
Yeah.
That much Alfredo sauce is going to put you in a bad way.
Yeah, well, you always, when you eat Alfredo, you always end up with your back, like, you don't lay in bed, you have to lay against the wall.
Oh, yeah, you'll sweat pools after that.
And you do this.
But that deep breath hurts. A deep breath hurts.
And don't forget, your blood pressure is probably about 190 over 160 after you eat that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyways, I almost died from a piece of Alfredo pizza. But now back to what I was talking about, these mashed potatoes. Roker, you said that, okay, so the ones I actually had today were Bob Evans. But I'm going to say that you could even have the Jewel brand. The Jewel brand were even better.
The grocery store brand was better than the Bob Evans?
Roker, you know better than me. Just explain, because you obviously, you said Bob Evans. So just explain to Bass exactly what these are.
So it's pre-made. It's real mashed potatoes, but it's pre-packaged and it's in the refrigerated section. So
I know what you're talking about.
So all you have to do is warm it up. So if you are used to bad mashed potatoes that are like the ones you were talking about, base, which are basically
in the little potato bag when you add water,
add water to it or something,
the packet
or whatever it is they're serving at KFC. Those mashed potatoes have gone way down. Yes, this is going to be a delicious alternative.
This, to me, this is like some information I had no idea about.
You need to go grocery shopping a little more often. If you've never found those Bob Evans potatoes before, dude.
I haven't been grocery shopping in almost a year, and I knew about the Bob Evans mashed potato.
Roker, how many days has it been now since you left your house?
Let's see. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I think today is 215.
200? You have not left your house in 215 days.
The property, correct. I've been in the yard.
I
exercise in the yard every weekday.
I forgot Roker has a compound.
Actually, he does. Roker's yard is bigger than most stadiums I've been to.
Is your house considered a mansion?
I've heard people call it that.
Because you live
I don't consider it to be a mansion.
Yeah.
But
how many TV shows have been filmed out of that place already?
Only one TV show.
I thought it was two. Wasn't it Chicago PD and Empire? Or
No Empire. Chicago PD.
Empire.
And it's a shame that I don't get residuals every time that airs, because I've literally seen it like 10 times this year.
You don't get residuals for that?
It comes on all the time.
You don't get residuals?
No, it was a one-time check.
Was it like 10 grand or something, though? Wasn't it like a lot of money?
No comment.
you're so weird. Here, let's pretend like they came to my house. Ask me how much it was. Like, say, was it 10 grand?
Hey, was it 10 grand?
Crazy. I can't believe it. It's awesome. 10 grand to use my house, Roker.
No comment.
No comment.
Well, maybe some of that was reported. Maybe some of it wasn't, Abe.
Here's one thing I will tell you about Roker, though. If you tell him a secret, he's not going to say it, because him and I both got hired at The Loop at the same time, right? This was like five years ago, actually, or something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
we got fired at The Loop too at the same time.
And then we got fired the same day too. But like, I'm like, hey, Roker, are you starting on Monday? I'm going to be there on Monday. And Roker's like,
I was told not to say anything.
And I'm like, Roker, I got the same job you have. We're both going to be on the morning show there. Are you going to be there on Monday?
I was told not to say anything.
So, like, he wouldn't even tell me, the guy who he's going to be working with, at the same place. So,
plus, I know. I wouldn't put it past anybody for that to have been trapped.
You think I would trample you?
The same thing, and you see who leaves it. No, I'm not saying it was inadvertent. They're trying to find out who's going to be the leak.
Oh, you know what? I did notice this too. Bernard Jenkins said Roker's shedding the pounds. Roker, you do look pretty light today.
I am. Yeah, it must be this camera angle. It looks like I have an elongated head. plus, I'm getting you from... You're getting me from above the breasts.
Oh, okay.
So
wait,
you're not getting any of the ugly.
Whatever weight you've dropped, no. I picked it up. I picked it up.
Base, now are you on the set of the casting couch porn right now or something?
Sure. if anybody wants to come in, come on over.
Is that not the creepiest looking setup ever? He has that.
It's
functional. It's functional.
I have seen many movies that have been filmed on couches just like that.
I know you've seen those movies.
And how old are you?
Was that?
No, I've seen a lot of movies where somebody sits down on that couch and someone from behind the camera goes, "What's your name and how old are you?" I'm 18.
You usually send me those links, so I can appreciate those.
Oh, well, that's true. That's true.
Everything is functional. I mean, the curtains are supposed to minimize sound. The panels are sound. It's just I got a little more to do. That's about it. But it's functional.
I'm mad at you.
It's functional. It just looks a little strange.
Roker, can we talk about, if I say your foot was in something, could I talk about that?
Ew.
I was in Vegas with a complete degenerate who he or not you, a different degenerate.
Thanks a lot, by the way. Yeah, I was in Vegas with a complete degenerate. Not you, Roker. A different complete degenerate. A
completely different one.
A different one. So don't be offended yet, because this is going to get around to you.
It's going to get worse.
You're not the complete degenerate that I'm talking about at this moment.
But, okay, so I was with a complete degenerate, right? And he ordered porn in the room. And the porn was just playing all day, right? And I'm like, I almost said his name just now. I'm like, what? Did you pay for porn? He's like, no, asshole. It just came with the room.
I know exactly who you're talking about, and I believe it.
When we left, there was like a $79. He bought like $80 worth of porn, and it was rolling the whole time we were there. Anyway, I'm sitting in the room. There was this porn guy that used to come into the radio station. I think his name was like Freddie or some. He died, I think. Frank, something Frank, whatever.
Oh, Filthy Frank?
Yeah, Filthy Frank. And
thank you, Roger.
The porn. Is he dead? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Oh, you would know. Then he's alive, I'm sure.
I don't know.
I mean, if you don't know, then yeah. So.
You know. You know the guy's name right off the bat. You know if he's dead or not.
Who, me?
No, Roker.
Oh, I know.
I don't. I honest to God don't. I haven't heard.
Well, whatever.
Anything from Filthy Frank.
I mean, that kind of game of charades went way too quick for you to know whether or not the guy's dead or not.
Well, right. it was a Filthy Frank production. And then there was two girls. And then out of nowhere, you see Roker's foot.
Really?
Yeah. Roker?
That's from like 20 years ago, dude.
I know, but it's true, right?
I was doing my three sons. So I just had my foot in there and just like went back and forth like this. Like, if you have to watch the beginning of My Three Sons, I'm dating myself.
No one gets that reference. Can you explain?
Yes, no one gets that reference. But that was what I was trying to do.
Weren't you also in Real Sex?
Actually, I am in an episode. I am in Real Sex and Cat House.
In Cat House, you're just hanging out, though, right?
I'm just hanging out in Real Sex, too. Don't give the impression that I'm having sex in Real Sex.
I thought you were swimming naked in Real Sex.
I was naked in the pool, but you can't see anything. I was naked in a pool smoking a cigar.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
And yeah. Both of those shows, you can't even see them anymore.
So, Roker, could you explain why was your foot in a porn? What was going on?
I swear to you, I can't remember. I did it just because it was just probably just publicity for the show, because it's funny. I mean, it's funny, you know. So I also wrestled like 20 strippers in like a kiddie pool of Jell-O. Live on the air at Blackjack's.
So, anyways, let's get back to the potatoes.
Yes,
yeah, we screwed a little way off. We went to Jell-O wrestling.
Okay, so those potatoes, are they in the refrigerator or the freezer?
Fridge.
I would believe that they're in the refrigerator.
Okay.
Refrigerator section.
Yeah. These are the greatest potatoes ever. All you do is you heat them up in the microwave, you add some butter, and that's it. I don't even know if you need the butter. They're so good.
Next, Abe, I'm going to introduce you to rotisserie chicken, where all you have to do is just buy it and bring it home.
Base, I walk past stuff like this. That's what I'm saying. It's shocking.
That's because
how did you come about getting this? These mashed potatoes that you had never heard of.
Because my mom told me about them.
Ah, so she was taking the shortcut. She wasn't making you real mashed potatoes.
Exactly.
Abe lives a life of what's the greatest of all time, and I'm not going to go past that until somebody can prove to me that something's better. So Abe wouldn't even look at another mashed potato if he knew that he already had the greatest mashed potatoes from somebody else.
He constantly
plays the game of, this is the best sub I've ever had, so I'm never going to look anywhere else except for Jersey Mike's for the greatest sub I've ever had. So when it comes to potatoes, you need to be introduced that there's other things in the aisle besides mayo and the greatest things you've ever had.
You're right. I do get the same things all the time, but the mashed potatoes in particular, I would have never known they were so delicious. How would I know?
Abe's shopping list says mayo, mashed potatoes. That's it.
And Dorito.
And before this week, it used to just say mayo.
You know, exactly.
Just had it. I used to make, I would make mashed potatoes because I like mashed potatoes. But it's like I'd make them, what, once a year or something?
You'd make them from scratch?
I mean, you just make the potatoes and then just mash them up. It's not that hard.
It's a little more than that. Butter, heavy cream.
It's a process.
Oh, you put in some milk or whatever.
I will say your grilling game has gone up way more than I've ever noticed it. You grill really well now.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, steaks, burgers. See, here's my thing with a burger, though. It's like when I make, so first of all, you'll make burgers. I don't just make one burger. And Roker, I know you're the master of this, too. Like you and your wife will make, like, I'll see your grill. It's like, are you guys cooking for, like, Thanksgiving or something? It's like, oh, no.
You have like 9 slabs of ribs on the grill, a brisket. It's unbelievable. You got a pig spitting in the background. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm always like, well, we got the coals. We lit them on fire. We waited 45 minutes for these coals to get hot so that we can put on a few burgers. Grab some more stuff.
Understand.
Put it on there while we can do it.
I agree. So
we end up having 2 chickens on there, ribs, hot dogs, hamburgers, and it's just us.
And then you just eat that over like the next couple days or something?
That's right.
Well, here's the thing. When you make
next couple of days.
You have to put some bacon in the oven, right? It has to be a bacon.
Bacon in the oven is a key. That's how you get the bacon. It doesn't shrink as much. And you end up getting that kind of perfect crispy texture, but you still have some little chips. The fat is still chewy.
Exactly.
But it's rendered.
Yeah, and it's not all shriveled up.
Right. Right. If you put it in the pan, you're going to end up with the little shriveled, curled up pieces of bacon that seem like, you know, it's ripped off. Always put the bacon in the oven and then save the bacon fat.
I do season the bacon, though, before I do that. I season it.
You season it with what?
Brown sugar or what?
Yeah, there's like a barbecue rub. You just kind of season it over right before it goes into the oven. It's awesome.
Okay. There you go.
Is that needed?
You don't have to go to Bob Evans for that little trick. You just sprinkle on a little seasoning.
How about this? How about the mashed potatoes and cut up some bacon and put it in those mashed potatoes?
There you go.
You're That's speaking the exact same way my buddies and I used to talk when we'd get really high and try to figure out the cheapest way to get full. We'll cut up bacon and put it in the mashed potatoes.
I think the bacon mashed potatoes might be one of the greatest meals ever now that I'm thinking about it. This perfect bacon that Roker's speaking of mixed with these delicious mashed potatoes. And I found a new seasoning called garlic butter.
Ooh. Hey, I love the way that these are things that Abe thinks that they were just invented in like June of 2020. Let me tell you about this great new thing that I've heard about. It's called mashed potatoes. And then wait for it. Garlic butter.
Wait, you've heard of garlic butter?
Have you ever had garlic bread, Abe?
Yeah.
What do you think that is on garlic bread?
Garlic salt.
No.
Yeah, it's garlic salt and butter. No, it's butter.
It's butter and garlic together.
Yeah, I know. Garlic butter. It's a seasoning called garlic butter.
No. You've discovered a seasoning called garlic
butter? Yes, that's what I'm telling you.
That where is it, like a Weber seasoning? Is it like a generic Pete's seasoning? What do we got?
I don't know. There's some this obese guy I watch on YouTube named AB who grills.
Not you, Roker. Not you, obese guy. This is a completely different obese guy that I'm talking about, not you.
He's another.
I like the cut of this guy's gym, though. All right,
let me. Oh, it's on. I actually bought it on Amazon. Hang on. Let me show you a picture real quick. Let's see. Wait, hang on.
I was like, you're holding it away from the camera.
Do you see that or no?
No. Go towards the left.
I am.
Other way.
There you go. A little bit more. There we go.
There it is.
All right.
So it's just, it's a seasoning.
Yeah, it's
called. Dude, just make regular garlic butter. It'll taste much better.
Look at this. Look at it. Here it is. It's called Smoking Something Smoking Joe. Sweet Smoking Joe. This is one of the greatest.
That looks like something somebody brought on Shark Tank.
I think you're right, because I'm pretty sure that. So I'm watching this guy. His name's AB. It's like grilling and chilling with AB. And like, yo, today I'm going to make the Popeye's chicken sandwich. And like, so he always pulls out this garlic butter, right? So I ordered it off Amazon, and it came with a flyer for his YouTube channel. So maybe it's his company.
That probably is. That's him, you know, that's his hustle.
Just like that Sam the cooking guy always promoted that that Japanese mayo, which I did not like. Did you try it?
I don't like the cookie mayo.
I don't either.
No, it's a weird looking tube. It's just gross.
I don't like it at all.
Chefs love that stuff.
Yeah, the Asian mayo.
Chefs love it, but I'm a Hellman's guy.
Me too. In fact, my new boss gave me a jar of Hellman's mayonnaise.
I saw that, to which you proclaimed him the best boss ever.
He is, honestly.
So you're pretty easy.
Although I gotta say, after 1 week of employment, to give Abe that present is pretty.
I mean, $2.69 to become the greatest boss ever. Bought you a jar of mayonnaise.
Hey, someone who finally understands me after all these years.
There you go.
That's true.
Will Hammond Jr. said Abe should make his own mayo. I agree with you. Let's get it going. I mean, I'm not going to make it. Is it like, you know, like Kylie Jenner pays someone like $50 to create something, and then she takes ownership of it and makes billions off it?
Sure.
Right. Exactly.
That's what I want to do with my mayo. I'm like, I'm not going to make, I don't know. You think Kylie Jenner knows how to make makeup?
Of course not.
You think she's in the lab creating that? No. So
she could be.
She's not. So I'm not going to be in the kitchen making mayo. If anyone knows how to make mayo, let us know.
I think it's just egg yolks and oil and seasoning. It's not a hard recipe.
That's it.
I know, but who wants, like, I don't have a blender. I mean, not
you're drinking out mashed potatoes on your own. Mayo seems like a pretty easy.
Yeah, microwavable mashed potatoes. Now, Roker, you did say on this podcast that if I live longer than you, now I am younger than you. So you would assume that I would probably live long. I mean, I would hope only because I'm younger. I'm not wishing you to die before me, but I'm just saying, like, you know, in the circle of life, a man who's older by like maybe 10 years or so will probably die before the younger guy. Now, knowing some of my other, you know, knowing the way things are, that might not even happen. But let's say I live longer than you. You promise me your Jersey Mike's points.
Yes.
Your Shore points, right?
Yes.
Now, have you told Claire about this?
And by the way, it's customer appreciation month. If you buy, you get bonus points.
Just for the end of the month. Just if you buy anything?
You didn't get the email?
I think I did. Yeah, I did get it.
Now, question for you guys. When you guys do the number 9, the large sub, are you slamming it all in one shot, or are you saving a little bit?
You try to save half, but then you're like, like Roker, we talked about this before. Like, first you, okay, that's four. It's four pieces, right?
Right.
And this is the mistake.
Get it cut in fours. Yeah.
Here's the mistake. Do not get it cut in fours, because they're so little. Remember in Rudy? He's so little. Right?
Who's the wild man now?
Who's the wild man now? You see the corners, right? And you're like, oh, it's so cute. It's so cute. And then you eat the first. Of course you eat the first two. Like, they're not shit, right?
Yeah.
Then you eat the third one. And now it's like you have one in the refrigerator, and then you're pissed off that you only have one left. And you're like, oh, that's not even going to be, like, it's not going to be a satisfying meal, one corner. So then you just eat the fourth one.
That's exactly right. That's the problem. The third one is the problem. If you get it cut into quarters and you eat the first two. Now, if you can put the other half away, you're good.
That's why
you're still hungry and you end up eating the third. Then you're like, well, all I have left is a quarter. And when I go to eat that quarter, it's not going to be enough.
No.
I'm not going to be satisfied. So I might as well finish it off now.
The problem is, though, once you polish off that fourth one, there's that immediate almost buyer's remorse, and you're actually moving in slow motion afterwards. And you're like, I really should have saved it.
You end up not leaving the house for 215 days.
And doing that sweating thing on the wall that it was telling us about a couple minutes ago.
Right. But what I was getting to is the trick is do not let them cut it in fours. Have them cut it in half and wrap it into two different sandwiches. Two different wrappers cut in half. You set the other one and forget it till the next meal. One half of a giant Jersey Mike's is a delicious, perfect meal.
So do you eat it? So if you get the half and you get it home, do you then cut that half in quarters?
No.
Or do you eat it like this big and with lettuce and tomatoes squirting out the side because you have extra mayo on it?
I'm able to hold it properly where it doesn't come out the sides.
You keep it in the wrapper or something like that? That would be about the only way you could do it.
Teach that trick instead of your Bob Evans clue. You figured out a way to not get everything to drip out of the side. I'd rather hear about that than garlic.
Some of Mike's Way's juice comes out, but besides that, it's perfect.
That seems like it'd be a little slippery for me.
We should try eating a Jersey Mike sub, not cut at all, and see how that works.
Oh, just slam it down like Coneheads?
You need a second person to hold it. How would you even... You'd have to have it like this because it's not of quite a foot long, but it's heavy. You've got to.
It's bigger than a foot long.
Now, Claire, Roker's wife just put in the comment section a smile here. So what does that mean? Is she when I said like we're talking about long things and then she smiled?
I'm not quite sure why she smiled.
I think she's just happy to see us all. I'm going to go with that
one. Might just be happy to see you guys. That's right.
Yeah.
Glad that you're doing well.
But wait, isn't she like 5 feet from you right now?
She did enter the room. She's probably 20 feet from me.
Oh, perfect. Here we go. This is from Claire Smith. Now, this is official. Roker's wife. You can have his points. I have my own now. What?
That's documented. That's documented.
Yes, because I had her sign up when it was... Sign up and get a free giant.
Mm. And then
signed up and they immediately gave her 72 points.
What?
So you don't use your points at all. They're just all stacked up for a rainy day.
I have, yes. To which my wife keeps saying, it's raining, it's pouring.
How many subs do you have saved up? If you want to
check right now, can you tell us the amount of points you have? Because I believe
I still have my birthday sub.
Oh, did I get that?
Yeah, you'll get it. See, wait a minute.
My birthday was
I don't know if you can see that.
Customer appreciation month. I see that.
Be rewarded.
It's 100
bonus points for every order placed that includes a sub.
Before we move on, it's 144 for a giant. So go ahead, Roker.
Okay, so they gave her 144 points immediately.
Wow.
Let's see. I have.
Let's see here. 1,380.
Jesus. I wonder why they appreciate you so much.
Roker, the last four times we've gone, Claire likes the points, so she's been using her points. She's been getting it done on her account. So the last four times we've gone, the points have gone to her and not to me, or else I'd probably have about 1,600 points by now.
I will tell you this. The most underrated item of Jersey Mike's is that cream soda. I love their cream.
I've never seen that. This is how many subs Giants Roker has. Almost 10.
Abe, are you not aware of how to hold something up to your camera?
This camera's weird. I don't know what's going on.
You're holding it like sideways like this.
I know. Whatever. It's not. It's 9.5. Roker has enough for 9.5 subs.
I'm one visit away from having 10 Giants.
Man.
Or 20 regulars, right?
But why hold on to them? I'm not understanding. The minute they say, do you want to go ahead and have this as your free sandwich? I'm like, yes. Yes, I do.
No.
What is it? What's holding you back? Are you waiting for... Listen, we're already in the coronavirus. The apocalypse is happening. You're not leaving the house. By the right way, now.
These are the potatoes that Claire made me.
Whoa. Is that mayo right. braided on top?
Yeah, what's all that shit on top?
No, that shit on top is a pattern, a nice, it's souffled, puffed up, so it's got a nice crispy top, and it's all soft and cheesy in the middle. Mashed potatoes.
That shit.
They're called Duchess potatoes.
Okay.
Next level.
That looks amazing.
So it's like Claire has 276 points now.
Yeah, Claire put that up.
That would have me at about 1,600 points or more. So it's kind of like the Marie Kondo type of philosophy.
That's the organizational woman.
If it doesn't bring me joy, I'm not going to use the points.
Well, it'll bring me joy. Give me the points.
No, I am going to use the points, but I'm not going to use it during a time where it could. If I go on a day where it's double points, 20% off your order, and you get bonus points because it's customer appreciation month, it makes more sense for me to buy on that occasion than it is for me to use a free one on that occasion.
No, it doesn't.
Yes.
Everything, yes. You mean to tell me that it's like that Simpsons where he's in chocolate world and he looks up at the glass and he goes, ooh, 50% off chocolate. It's right there. The free sandwich is right there. It's free. There's never a time where you say, should I have a free sandwich or the buying looks better? The free one is the best one.
The buying is better when you are able to maximize the cost of what you are getting for free.
But you're not getting it for free.
If what you are getting for free is full price, that's when you want to use it. You don't want to use it when it's half price. You want to use it when it's full price.
Know this, Roker. The day you keel over and Abe is still standing, all 10 of those will be gone within the
They'll be gone in a week.
3 days.
They'll be breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
3 days. And then he'll be dead next to you in about a week. But 3 days, it's zipped out.
I know.
But, Roker, isn't that what happens? Like, this is why, and listen to me, if you have an inheritance and you're watching or listening to this, you spend every dollar. Do not leave any money to these pricks, because they're going to spend your money the way I would spend Roker's Jersey Mike short points. I didn't work for those short points. So the minute Roker gives me 10 free subs, you better believe this next month, every third day, I'm having a giant sub. All the money that Roker, all the points in this case that he saved up, I will have spent within a month. Roker's been saving them for years. And this is why you had.
Doesn't make sense to me. I'd much rather buy the sandwich on a day that is more cost effective than free.
Free.
Yes, you get it. You get it.
That's how I
end up with 1,380 points.
But they don't get used. They don't get used.
They will get used.
When?
They just haven't been used.
When is the day?
When it brings me joy. When it brings me joy. That's when it'll get used. That's when it'll get used.
You're one of the biggest hoarders I've ever seen in my life, and you're quoting Marie Kondo? The woman who said...
One day, Jersey Mike's is going to have a special where they say, buy two Giants, get one free, and then I'll use my two free Giants and get a third one free, and it'll bring me joy.
But you can only use one at a time there. Sorry.
Well, then I'll buy, well, whatever.
Well, it won't work because you can't buy.
Well, if it's buy one, get one free, I'll use that one.
Oh.
And get a free one. Right. It'll get used. Don't worry about it.
Now, Roker also has, which I believe you agreed to give me these, but you said you had to check with Claire, your Caesars points, your total rewards points.
I don't know if I said the Caesars points. I think I said the Jersey Mike's points for you.
But then you also agreed to giving me all your and just so you know, if I got your Caesars points, I would spend them all in one trip to Vegas.
I know you would. I would.
I would sell them for half the money, half the point. Like, you know, like to get cash, you have to give like double. Like, if it's worth $2 in comps, it's worth $1 in cash.
Right.
I would get a suite in Vegas, and the rest I would just take cash and go play like craps.
And you'd just be in your room in Vegas eating Jersey Mike subs.
Yeah.
And just doing it on me. I Claire went to the boat to keep my points going because they were going to expire.
Oh, really?
Well, if you don't accumulate 1 point in 6 months, you lose.
Either way.
So
if you don't accumulate 1 point, they all go away.
If they all go away, if you don't accumulate at least 1 point in 6 months.
Wow.
Glenn Bradshaw Hayes says this entire conversation has 2,000 calories.
He can't even eat today. He's already used up his
allotment. Rucker's wife checking in again. Claire, Caesar's points are mine. All cap.
The Caesar's points are hers. The Caesar's points are hers.
And you know what? Chris here is actually agreeing. Abe, he said only Jersey Mike's.
There you go.
So,
hey, you got 10 free subs coming. That's just as good.
There's a Caesar's points.
Wait, what? Holy. Hang on. Wait, yeah. So that's worth $3,570, right?
Yes, if you were to just cash that out with money.
Okay, so here's a guy in the middle of a pandemic.
I would use that. Yes, go ahead.
Here's a man in the middle of a pandemic who could get $3,500 cash right now, but he decides, nah, I'll just let these sit here for another 10 years.
We'll see what I end up doing with that.
There's a grand plan? Is there a grand plan?
Well, they used to offer flights to Vegas that you could buy with points, but they stopped doing that. But now I'm waiting to see, because so many fewer people are going to the casinos. For example, they've lowered the amount of points you need to become a platinum, become a diamond.
Oh.
Because of the pandemic. So I'm waiting to see if they sweeten the pot on some other stuff.
Okay.
Maximize those points.
Roker plays the long game for everything. He waits everything up.
I play the long game, don't I, baby? Okay, you can. All right, it would have been funny if you said yes, but instead of waving at me, but okay.
I got to say, Roker looks very skinny right now. Could you stand up?
The camera angle is doing wonders for you.
Can I take a look at everything there? Can I see what's going on?
No, because the gut is, if I could get rid of the gut, I'd be in good shape.
How about the backside?
The backside, really? You want to check out my ass?
You look very thin.
I don't know.
How much?
My legs are in pretty good shape.
Isn't that every overweight guy? They always, these are my calves, man. These calves are
not
great.
Not necessarily. I've seen lots of guys that have like, you know, tree trunk ankles and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, the cellulite with the water in the ankles.
You know, so but you know. But considering that I have not left the house since before St. Patrick's Day.
Damn.
I think I've done a pretty good job keeping my weight in a pretty good range.
Yeah. Well, you said you walk on your property for an hour, right? You're walking more now than ever.
No, well, today I cut it short because we were doing this. I think today I did an hour and 54 minutes.
Oh, that's
wow.
It.
How long did you go?
I did 5.5 miles today.
Just around your house?
Just walking around the yard, yes.
You walk around the yard for 5.5 miles?
Yes.
Do you, like, listen to music or something?
Actually, I've been listening to Gambling Network.
For what?
gambling tips, or I listen to music, or I listen to podcasts, or I listen to whatever.
Have you been gambling a lot?
Whatever I'm in the mood for at the time.
Have you been doing a lot of gambling?
Well, what happened was FanDuel, when they started in Illinois,
yep,
they sent me $50.
Yeah, me too. I got that too.
Okay. So I was building on that And then it turned out Claire had a FanDuel account that she hadn't used in 4 years, but it was, you know, from when she was doing fantasy when she was at work. And so they sent her $50. So I've been playing with both of those. And then they would send like crazy bets like, oh, you're getting the Lakers plus like 70.
7-1, yeah.
Yeah, right. So there we go. This is today.
I can't. Oh, that's your steps?
No, that's my 5.59 miles. Yesterday, 6.26, 6.20 on
that. That's awesome. That's
pretty good. Good for you.
Hey, Will, our boy Will Hammond said base looks skinny too.
Camera angles, baby.
Camera angles are the key. Camera angles are the key.
They are. Yeah. Camera angles and colors.
You got to be at the right angle.
Right angle, buddy. The rest of the place may look like shit, but I look skinny at this angle.
So try
to take a picture of a woman. They're going to tell you, no, don't take it. Don't take it from below. Take it from above.
Well, 38 minutes after I brought up Jersey Mike's, let me get to why I brought it up. I actually cashed in for a Giant the other day.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and like, as I did it, you're the person I was thinking about, Roker. I'm like, this guy has 10 Giants. Just like it was when I did, they're like, I had like 180 points, and they treated me like I was some slob. They're like, oh, damn, you got that many? If Roker walks in, they're going to treat him like Willy Wonka or something.
They always, whenever, when I, last time, if I remember correctly, they're like, you know, you have a lot of points.
They're like, you're a god.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you sure you don't want to use them? Like, yeah, I'm sure. I don't want to use them.
You sure, mister?
You're like, yeah, we've never seen anybody come in here with this many points and not use them. Because who would be that stupid? Basically, is what they're saying.
I was going to say, do you have to go over again your cost-effective ways of why you're not cashing it out at that moment?
I just tell them I'm saving it for a rainy day is what I tell them.
And what if they go, well, it's raining right now, bud.
It's raining. It's raining right now.
I mean, it's like, I think Bass just said this, like it couldn't rain any harder than it is now.
You haven't left your house in 200 days. A free sub's not going to put a smile on your face. Come on now.
Oh, this is what I was looking for. So apparently it charts me walking. That's me walking around my house.
That looks like outside. Michael Jordan when like his jump shots, the ones he made and missed.
Yeah, right. It's like it's that
shot. Like, shot that looks like the ugly jelly bean and the jelly bellies that I never like eating, but I always do.
So you walk 6 miles in your yard. That's crazy.
That's good. That's actually good.
It's crazy.
I bet you smell great when you come in, right?
Oh man. I smell great before I left. What's today?
Thursday.
Okay. Shower tomorrow.
Oh my God. Lovely. Roper's so
skinny, he's looking like Kevin Hart right now. Look at him. Damn. Look at that face.
Hey, well, I've never seen you this enthralled with another man's looks like you are with Roker.
We haven't done a podcast in maybe a month or so with Roker. I don't think.
The thing that always disturbs me the most about Roker is that you have a full head of hair, and then there's times that you shave your head. And guys like myself who have no hair growing are really jealous that you can just grow hair.
I'm cutting my hair tomorrow. This is too long.
But why ever shave it? Go fro, dude. Do things I would love to do with my hair.
I tried that once.
That ended up being
your favorite picture of me, which is on my wedding day with me and Claire standing in front of Jesus, and I have a high top fade.
I love that picture.
Every year that picture comes up on Facebook, and Bass is like, I love this picture.
Because you look, your hair is like right just below kid in play. And I really am hoping to see full on play.
Roker, that was 25 years ago, right?
27.
How is it possible that you look younger 27 years later? How is that possible?
Oh my God. We found some pictures from 25, 27 years ago where I literally looked like I was 45 and I was 25. It was very sad.
Well, you weren't as stylish back then.
No, I wasn't. That's right.
And you weren't walking 7 miles.
I'm wearing a Horseshoe Casino shirt right now.
And you weren't walking 7 miles on your compound like you are right now.
That's true. That is true.
Man. Well,
I've got a question for you guys. So we talk a lot about Jersey Mike's. I know, Abe, we've talked a lot about Burger King because you're a huge Burger King fan. But McDonald's now recently, they have the Travis Scott meal, and now they have the J Balvin meal. So what my question to you is, what would be the Abe Cannon meal, and what would be the base meal?
Okay, well, easy, because I'm planning on doing this. I'm trying to work with at my new station already. So you know there's Mike's Way, right?
You know that Abe went in first day, after they got off the air, the first day with like a toilet paper roll of ideas. Like, here's what I want to do. I want to have my own sandwich. I want to make my own mayonnaise. I want this.
I want you to film me while I make the sandwich, and then I want you to call it the Abe Cannon sandwich for all to enjoy.
Well, we're going to put this podcast now is going to be on like the website and stuff, and maybe we could get it sponsored by Jersey Mike's.
Sweet.
We're getting closer to a Jersey Mike's sponsorship here, but it doesn't matter.
Maybe we'll give Roger some more points. That's great.
That is his ultimate goal.
That's
just
great.
Pay me in points. Yes.
I don't care if they sponsor, but so there's Mike's Way, and then there's going to be Abe's Way.
Ah. Right.
Abe's Way is extra mayo, extra cheese, and extra bacon. Now, Roker, we talked about the perfect Whopper. Remember I said the Abe Cannon Whopper?
Yes, but I'm asking you about McDonald's because you usually don't talk about McDonald's.
Yes.
McDonald's is doing these meals now.
So
I'm actually interested to hear what the Abe Cannon meal at McDonald's would be.
So it's a double quarter pounder with lettuce, tomato, onions, extra mayo, extra cheese, extra bacon. And that's how it comes. You can't just get regular mayo. You have to get it with extra.
See, I would do just that, except it would be Big Mac sauce.
Mm.
I think the Big Mac sauce as a side is the key to all McDonald's orders. I love that Big Mac sauce the best. So whatever I would do a triple quarter pounder, all McDonald's sauces.
Do they give you Big Mac sauce on the side?
Oh, they will give you Big Mac sauce on the side and leave it.
What do they put it in?
A Sunday cup. They fill a Sunday cup.
It is delicious. You can do your McDoubles with it. You can do your cheeseburgers with it. Can I get
Big Mac sauce? You know it's Thousand Island, right? You know, I mean, you know, it's just Thousand Island dressing.
They have a little extra relish in there that does the trick for me.
Gotcha. Roker, when you ask for Big Mac sauce, they put it in a Sunday cup. They fill it with Big Mac sauce, that entire Sunday cup.
It is phenomenal.
And you probably have eaten it like a Sunday. You probably just take a spoon and...
A spoon?
There's still half a thing left. I'm not going to let this go away.
That spoon straw that they give you for the McFlurry.
There you go. Oh, yeah. Right. The only thing that I get like that is when I go to Wendy's.
Oh,
I have them give them the packages of chili sauce, and I put that on my burgers.
I've never had their chili sauce before.
It's spicy. It's delicious. You put it on your burger. If you put it in chili, why not put it on your burger? I had an old girlfriend got me doing that.
Is that the girl who worked at White Hen?
Yes, apparently.
It is!
Apparently, a couple of my girlfriends worked at White Hen. Guess I'm easy too.
You're smart.
This Al Roker Jr. is my meal. It's my Al Roker Jr. Roker Radio meal. Would probably be a 20 piece nugget and a diet Sprite.
Yeah. That's no fun. Do you eat all 20 nuggets?
Oh, they have a 50 piece nugget at the McDonald's by my house.
Ooh.
I will say this. It did take me a BuzzFeed article to figure out that there were different shapes to the chicken nuggets. I usually just slam them and don't even actually look at the different nuggets that I'm eating. I didn't realize that each nugget was like resemblance of some sort of like chicken leg or chicken thigh.
It is.
They all have like different shapes. I never noticed it. Yeah. Next time you have a nugget, I never they even
heard of the BuzzFeed article. They do have different shapes. I didn't know what the shapes were supposed to be. Those shapes are supposed to be
like chicken, like a chicken leg or a chicken thigh. Yeah, like the flat wing, you know?
I didn't know
$5, that. $5 20-piece nugget right now. $5 20-piece nugget.
It does need to be mentioned. You got to get all the apps. You have to have the McDonald's app, the Burger King app, the Wendy's app.
The Burger King app is probably the best one because you can use like two or three of the deal.
Jimmy John's app. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
These other ones do that. Yeah. So
revolutionize the game. You always have on you. It's a beautiful thing.
This is true.
Well, hey, fellas, I got to wrap this up here, but it was a pleasure as always. And yeah, another podcast next week. I'm guessing maybe that's when we'll debut our sponsor, Jersey Mike's. Who knows?
I am starving. Every time we leave the podcast, I feel like I just watched 20 hours of porn. I am starving.
I know. I haven't eaten yet either. I'm a little hungry.
See, I ate like so many of those mashed potatoes just now. My whole insides feel like concrete. So like I can't breathe.
That's the only thing about potatoes, man. They're a binder. They gum you up a little bit.
It's like eating 20 bananas, man. You're going to sit there on the pot for 3 hours trying to get one out.
For some beans, Abe.
A little broccoli will cheer you wrong.
I don't like beans. That's a problem.
Broccoli. Do some broccoli.
Vegetables.
I don't like any of those vegetables.
Well, then drip them in mayo. I'll call it a day.
No, wait, before both of you gentlemen have your own podcasts, why don't you really quick tell people what those are?
Roker. After you.
Roker Radio. Just search Roker Radio on Apple Podcasts. Spotify, SoundCloud, great interview up with legendary comedian Tom Dreesen right now.
Awesome. I would be LevyCast. You can find it on Anchor, Spotify, and iTunes. And I'm also the voice of the Brett Boone podcast, former MLB All-Star.
What does that mean you're the voice of the Brett Boone podcast?
I voice it, I host it, I introduce him, and then he interviews really big celebrities, and I don't talk anymore.
Oh, really?
Sure. We had Ken Griffey Jr. We had Ken Griffey Jr. It was pretty awesome.
Oh, so you didn't get to talk to him?
I had two questions at the end, and after that, he figured out that I was more of a media guy and stopped really answering questions. But it was awesome. It was still Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah. All right. So it's Roker Radio, LevyCast, and hi, gentlemen. Well, it's fun as always, and we'll be back next week or sometime soon.
Peace.
Stay safe. Peace.